This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. All right. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us. We're talking about appliances. And, Frank, of all the appliances that we have here, the farm, we have, you know, what everybody else has, the least valuable to me is the dryer. Only because, well, if I had a typical, you know, suburban lifestyle, city lifestyle, and I couldn't plan, and I'd throw a shirt in the washing machine because I was going to a dinner that I didn't remember. If I didn't plan, I'd probably need to have a dryer, you know, because of lack of planning. You know, I better wash that shirt right now. Better wash the slacks, all that stuff, and get it dry because I didn't think about it. But that's not the case. The case is I don't go to those events, and I do plan. So I know that if I'm going to, I wash my clothes in advance knowing that it's going to take, hours to dry. I know that. So the dryer is the least important to me. However, a washing machine, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where was the washing machine?
Machine is quite a bit more important, and to attest to what I was just said about dryers, and we'll just finish it up here for just a couple more little things. I was just doing a Facebook, man, there's so many dryers for sale. Why? Because a dryer doesn't break down as much as the washing machine. But just two little things to finish our dryer buying thing, and then we'll go into the washers because that's another very important part, is a dryer drum can be supported by rollers or by a shaft in the back. You can usually tell which one it is by just looking in the back, and if you see the back part of a dryer that it's not going around, then obviously it's rollers. The most important part for that dryer is to make sure that those rollers are not bad, and you do that by moving the drum by hand, but make sure, plus, counterclockwise, because the way they're set up, if you go the other way clockwise, you may be ending buying the dryer because you would have made the belt come out of its pulley. and so therefore you shouldn't be able to put your fingers in the back of that dryer. And as for the shaft one, well, by moving it around and really putting your ear to the ground or to the dryer, you could see if there's a little bit of a squeaking ying, 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 which basically means that back bearing could be a problem in the near future. So, and that kind of completes how to buy a dryer. I can just see you in the garage opening it, and the customer says, "Hey, sir, you only paying $100 for this." But you know, $100 is $100, Vince, isn't that right?
Well, that's only part of the problem, Frank, because if you end up buying it, and you can't fix it, or it doesn't work, then what are you going to do with it? Then you have to dispose of it. That's even a bigger problem, right?
That's right. And someone just, I don't want to say stolen, but just kind of got $100 for you for selling something that was garbage. That's why it's so nice to be doing these classes, so that our students are aware of these things, and hopefully it will come in handy.
So, Frank, if someone does buy a dryer and they say, you know, I think the drum just isn't rotating properly, and if it is the roller, so there's a couple sets of rollers that allow the drum to sit on these rollers and just go round and round, how much are we talking about to replace a complete set of rollers?
A job, see, here, that's the thing. There's not a professional like me would be charging about $150 to change those roles. That's here in Canada where I am. God knows. You know, I believe so much in doing DuckDuck searches or Google search, how much does it cost to repair something. I actually use that as my guide to my pricing, Vince, because I want to be fair. And I don't know what market, but for example, Angie's List, not to advertise Angie's List because there's other lists out there. It's so beautiful to say, how much does it cost to repair a dryer? And it will say. And now if someone comes to you, a service guy, and sorry if you're our servicemen are listening, and obviously they have a little bit more cost because they have insurance and things like that. But if they're going to charge you like $400 to change the back rolls on a dryer, and you know that it's about $150, no more than $200, then you know someone is trying to take you in for a certain amount of money.
And how much would the parts cost, Frank, for a...
You literally could buy them on Amazon, and you probably see they're about $26, maybe $30 for a set of two rollers. In a case like that, and it's not cheating the customer, I am saying to the customer, like, we're going to go into this, change the rollers. There's two rollers in the back. There's the belt. There's the idler wheel. All those things will start to give you a problem in the near future. So I said, I buy the kit, depending what dryer. Some of them don't have the kit. And, you know, I'm in there, then I do a full kind of maintenance where I change both rollers, the idler wheel, which is the wheel that moves the belt around, the belt. And, you know, for the next 10 years or for whatever it is, that they'll have almost like a new dryer. And clean that motor. If in nothing else you do, class, after you finish listening to me, and it's not that hard, is move your dryer from the wall, take your vent thing out. Some of them even have a little door. Take a flashlight and look at that motor, very much like our furnace motor. That dryer motor collects a lot of lint around it. And unplug it, of course, as always, when you're doing these things, and get in there and clean all the lint around that motor. Again, Vince, one day we have to do a class of things to have, as our students should have, and that is a vacuum that blows and sucks.
But certainly not one made by Bissell. Because Bissell has just recalled 142,000 vacuum cleaners.
Wow.
Because, yes, I read even a higher number than that, because the battery overheats and can catch on fire. This is a you know, lithium ion type battery. Unbelievable. So, yeah, so class, you know, Frank, we have a little vacuum here. It's called a Mighty Max. It has a cord.
The Mighty Max, yeah.
And it's just, do you have one of those?
No, I don't.
It's great. It's a great little vacuum. It's about the size of a waste paper basket.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a handle, so it's heavy enough to have a copper wound motor. Has mm-hmm. great vacuum. And comes with a hose, and it comes with a bag. Or you can get a cloth bag and, you know, reuse the bag. And it's a great little vacuum for around the house. So when I'm in the shop and I need a, you know, a quick vacuum, that's the go-to device. But, you know, it's not a shop vac, but it sure is handy for carrying it around. So, but the class, you know, between $110 and $270, you could have had a Bissell that's been recalled.
First note in my new book is a Mighty Max. I'm going to look into it. Rigid, well, for whatever it's worth, is the kind that I can buy. I need one, a reasonably good one, because obviously I do a lot of maintenance, furnace cleaning, and so I need one that has a nice, powerful suction and blower assembly, because that, to me, that makes it so easy to clean burners and boards, and especially from customers don't clean their filters every month or so. So anyway, but so clean that motor, because it's probably the hardest thing to change in a dryer, because there's so many parts involved with it. Like, there's the belt drive shaft, and then there's the blower shaft, and sometimes they get seized up. So if you can take care of that dryer motor by making sure that there's no lint around it, then that dryer could last for a very long time, believe me.
Yeah, very, very good. Let's move on to washing machines. I really like washing machines. I love mechanical things. And, Frank, I haven't, you know, just by vacuuming out that motor, it's like an airframe. There's not a lot of metal around the motor, so it can run cool. And they save the extra material cost, but it doesn't seem to be a problem. They seem to, I'm talking about a Whirlpool agitator washing machine. They seem to last forever. The limiting factor seems to be the timer. If anything.
That's right. Yeah. Timers are a bit of a pain. And it doesn't matter what kind of timers they are, Vince. Mechanical timers that these days are just as bad as the electronic timers. And But I always think when I'm working at Whirlpool washing machine, and I need to go on the need for whatever I need, I always imagine you with your little syringe adding a bit of lubricant to the transmission. That was one of the things. I literally, my eyes opened like, what? He does that?
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain to the class what you actually do with your Whirlpool washing machine that's lasted for so many years. Sure. Because they do leak transmission, and you probably could see it when you look around the actual transmission, that there is a bit of darkness around in the actual frame, and that is just transmission leaking. But go on.
Yeah, what Frank is talking about is, I decided that there's no way that the transmission lubricant, and this is a cast iron transmission, there's no way that the lubricant can stay there for forever without some of it volatizing. And I just assumed that, well, if it volatized, I should replace it. So I took one of those cattle syringes, and I'm talking about one that's the size of a thick Sharpie marker. Not a thin Sharpie marker, a thick one. It's like a roll of, a roll of pennies. That's the diameter of the barrel. And the hypodermic needle itself is not quite the diameter of a number two pencil, but getting close. And what I did was I took a file and filed off the pointed end and made it blunt. And then I took a dental pick, and I made sure that I opened up the end that had been filed so that there was no restriction in there. And I took the hypodermic needle itself and put it over the gas flame of our kitchen stove and bent it into a small, gentle L so that I could then get on my stomach underneath the transmission, next to the transmission of the washing machine, and pump in some oil with the hypodermic needle, about 3 cc's minimum. And you want to do that, I used synthetic oil. I tried it with gear oil. I think full synthetic 5W30 is a great way to go.
Wow.
It works fine in terms of adding oil. I'd rather use gear oil 90, but it's hard to pump that through a little tiny needle. I heat it up with a hairdryer.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, very good. All right, so Frank's with us, and we're talking about washing machines now. And I mentioned that I took a hypodermic needle, cattle syringe, it's huge, and put about 3 cc's of synthetic 5W30 in it, heated it up with a hairdryer so it would be less viscous, you know, easier to flow. And it takes like 3-4 minutes of just push to get that small amount of oil in there. But there's a little tiny vent hole on the top of the transmission cover of a Whirlpool agitator washing machine. So you take the cover out, and the front, the cover is everything but the control board or the control cover. It's like the top, and it's the front and both sides. It all comes off as one piece. It just lifts right off after you release two springs, retaining springs, and then you can put transmission oil, and it really, really works well. It got so smooth and quiet. It was great, Frank. So yeah. I think it's going to last another, I don't know, 30 great. Years.
But Vince, let's. I'm laughing. When that machine came out, like, we always prided ourselves that the Maytag industry made the best machines for the appliance repairman. They were easy, so on and so forth. Every other machine was such a drag. When Whirlpool came up with that style of machine, and I know exactly the machine that you're talking about, it was like, wow, I can't believe that if I just simply take these two little latches on top, spring latches on top, that I can literally go to anything in that machine. It's beautiful, isn't it? However, class, students, take a picture of how that spring is on top. Because I remember the first time I took it out, I could not figure it out because it fits so well. I mean, it's just a spring kind of mechanism, but there's so many different ways that you can put that. Do you agree with me, Vince, on that? So take a picture of it or really think about it as you're taking it out.
Okay, so class, he's absolutely correct. This particular washing machine is an example of brilliance in simplicity in terms of engineering. Absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the Whirlpool top load agitator machine,
mm-hmm.
washing machine. And there are two screws that hold on the control panel cover,
mm-hmm.
one at the bottom left and one at the bottom right. Phillips screws, take them out, and the whole cover just flips back. You don't even have to take it off, just flip it back.
Yeah.
And then there's two springs that you release with a screwdriver. And then the whole cover comes off. The top, the left side, the front, the right side. And you maybe have two people just lift it off. And then you've got the frame with the motor and the supports for the tub. It's all right there, right in front of you. It is magnificent in terms of simplicity. It's amazing that they can ship that thing that way and not have it come apart. But it works really, really well. And Frank is right. These two little clips, these springs, are the guy really deserves an attaboy for figuring out how to shape that spring, that clip,
mm-hmm.
because it holds the whole washing machine together, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need is a screwdriver. It takes 5 seconds to take them out.
Yeah.
But to put them back in, if you don't have a picture, could take months. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've done enough of them that I can't remember, but for our students, obviously, who probably have a Whirlpool at home and want to be a little bit adventurous, please do that. Take a picture or just mental picture of how they think. And for our students, one of the biggest problems with that machine is the pump. Okay, things get in it, breaks it, so on and so forth. And then there is also, so I don't want to be very specific with appliance, but in this machine I will because it's so easy to repair. And sometimes you think the whole thing is gone. And then there is kind of a little clutch mechanism class, which can break if you overload the machine. And you would think that the whole machine was garbage. And so, it's probably a transmission. It's probably going to charge me $500, $600 to repair the transmission, la, 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 la. And yet, what it is this little clutch assembly that goes between the motor and the pump. And it's almost like a mechanical fuse that if you do overload the washing machine, instead of actually jamming the motor or jamming the transmission, that will...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA USA News Update. Former President Trump has a message for Republicans in the House and Senate debating a border bill, which is attached to other national security spending.
As the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans, and frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. I'm Laura Winters.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform is changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. For existing customers, there will be a grace period until March 14th. Netflix cracked down on password sharing last year, soon after seeing 14 million new subscribers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you
take
God your
take my when you go for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Jacobs, listen. Class, the salient points about today's class are, if you're going to get a washing machine, a used one, or a used dryer, Whirlpool's the way to go. They're easy to fix. And we're talking about the older classic style top load washing machine, front load dryer. Typically, they were white in color, porcelain. You can get them with a large tub. And they just work for a very, very long time. Very well designed. efficient in every respect, but they look like an older style washing machine. So, you know, for those who wanted new looks, they got new looks, and then they found out the plethora of problems that they had with them. Now they're thinking, I should never have done that. I mean, I'm serious. They're kicking themselves for getting those new front loads. Frank, so that's really it in a nutshell. Whirlpool's the way to go. Classic design. And
well, don't say that so fast.
You want to say it faster?
Because there is a big fight for lack of a better word, between a front loader and a top loader. And for our students who are probably now in the market, either buying a recondition or a new appliance, the big question is, gee, which one should I go, honey? I will have to say there's advantages and disadvantages to either or, okay? I decided that when the customer asked me, so which way do I go if you've told me that this machine, and sometimes I do have to say, Vince, believe it or not, it's like telling someone who's died that your machine is not worth repairing. So which way should I go, this and that? And I kind of surprised my customers because I says, how many animals do you have around the house? Well, what does that have to do with my washing machine? Well, it's just been from being in the field, okay, that if you have a lot of animals with hair, and that's the problem there, then you will find that your front loader washing machine will not do as good a job as your top loader. It's just getting rid of that hair of your cat jumping on you and your dog licking you to death and your pig. And yes, events, I have customers that have little piggies as pets, and I find them very adorable, especially when I'm on their machine and all of a sudden there's this snout coming to the things that I get myself into in the appliance repair business. It is a fun business. I have to admit, I still enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
But so that's the way that it goes. So that's the thing. Now, the good thing about if you don't have that many animals and is that a front loader wash machine, you can increase the spin on that machine to such a high degree that you almost don't need a dryer to dry your clothes. And that is where the shine fence is, because they're not because of the structure of the machine itself, they can put the spin to spin at a very high speed, which when you open the door, you almost don't need it. I mean, there's a lot of times my overalls, I don't have a hanger per se, but I in my laundry I have a lot of different places, and I just kind of lay them around and let them dry for the evening, and next morning they'll be dry. If you decide to go with a top loader, please, class, make sure that they have an agitator. I don't know, out of the country, someone decided that you can have a top loader washing machine with this no agitator, just this very small little thing on the bottom. And believe me, you're not going to be happy. You're going to curse buying that machine.
Right, because you have to wash the
down.
So, you have to wash the clothes three times.
So that, and then when it comes to a front loader, they're a little bit expensive to repair. Quite a number of things can go wrong with them. Extended warranty is not a must, but a recommendation. The dryer, not really, Vince. So did I convince you to get a front loader now?
No, because I've seen on Facebook Marketplace front load washing machines, and it'll say makes noise. I think it's a bearing. These are their words. I think it's a bearing. They don't think it's a bearing. The technician came over and said it's going to be $300 for a new set of bearings. That's what that's all about. And this is after 2 years. Frank, I can't imagine. I mean, these used to last 20 years, not 2 years.
That's
So I'm still convinced that the top load with the agitator is the way to go. Frank, we were expecting a call.
Yes.
And we have not received it, so I'm going to make the announcement. Class,
okay.
I mentioned Random Walk, and here's how this ties in. About a year ago, I called a gentleman on the phone. I don't respect a lot of people in the broadcast world because I've seen some of the underbelly. I've seen how some of them have embellished their vitae, their experience profiles, how they present themselves as being more accomplished than they happen to actually be. So there are not many people I respect. But one of them that I really do respect is someone on another radio network. And typically you don't talk about that. You don't talk about the competition in terms of network. Well, we are in the alternative media, and we feel that here at USA Prepares, we feel that we're all in this together. And if we don't ring the alarm, if we don't wake people up, as Rich Sheeman would say, we're going to be in more trouble than we would if we didn't wake them up. So I called this gentleman. I've never met him in person, but I really respect him. So I called him up and I said, Jeff, I really respect you. And I just called to say hello. And would you ever consider coming on the air with me and we can talk about radio? And he said, Vincent, and he knows who I am. He said, I don't do interviews, but I will with you. And that really struck a note with me. This is about a year ago. Then, just like a week ago, there was a message that Jeff Rentz called the farmhouse. And he wanted to talk to me about putting USA Prepares on the Rentz radio network. And we talked on the phone for about an hour. We interviewed each other and to see what the fit was. And it's perfect. It's an absolute perfect fit. The number of bruises we have are, like, identical. We've been bruised by the same people. We have the same values in terms of radio and how we manage our broadcast. And Jeff wanted to be, he wanted to carry USA Prepares on the Rentz radio network. And that's part of the Random Walk. Then, every 6 months or so, for years, I would call Ted Anderson. And Ted Anderson is the owner of Genesis Communications Network. Now, one of the goals of radio is to have more listeners. In our case, it's more students, and we call them students. Well, I would call Ted, and I'd say, Ted, this is Vin Finelli. I get his voicemail. I just called to say thank you. I have no idea why you've got USA Prepares on your lineup, but I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Then he'd call me back, and he'd say, hey, Vinny, we don't get any complaints about you. And I'd thank him, and I'd call him 6 months later. Well, and that was at the corporate number, at Genesis Communications Network. I got an email a couple days ago, and Adam Miller, a gentleman who came to our expo about roughly 13 years ago, sent an email saying, thank you all so much. He was no longer going to be in his post. Friday was his last day, and he wished us all well. And if you have any questions, call Ted. Here's his phone number, cell phone, and George. And George is the guy who runs the engineering. So that was the first time I had Ted Anderson's phone number. And so I picked up the phone and I called Ted's cell phone number. And I wanted to tell him that I had talked with Jeff Rentz and he wanted to pick up the broadcast. And so he answered and he said, hey, Vinny, we chatted for a few minutes. And I said, I got the email from Adam Miller and he's no longer going to be there. And if there's any way I can volunteer to help, I would be glad to pick up some of the load if I can. And he said, well, just, if you can find an affiliate, for USA Prepares, that'd be great. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, and I'm trying to ease into the subject of Jeff Rentz wants to put us on his whole network, AM, FM, satellite, the whole nine yards. And so he said, you know, if you can, go ahead. And I said, well, what do you mean? Like, when? Like, right now, Dad? And he said, yeah. I said, on this phone call? Yeah, sure. I said, okay, done. I said, done. Jeff Rentz wants to pick us up and put us on his network. So wow. It'll be satellite over the United States, Central America, Canada, and Europe, and parts of North Africa. So he's got Jeff Rentz has a huge reach, and we are on his network right now, starting this morning at 9 o'clock. Well, 9
o'clock. Wow.
So, Frank, you and all the other instructors, you know, yeah. Yeah. And so here we are, and we have increased multifold instantly. So that is wow. That is the announcement, and the reason I was talking with Jeff, and he was probably up all night, and I think there was a conflict in terms of time scheduling to call in today, but we were hoping that he would be able to call in, and I thought it would be great if he made that announcement. But since we said that there would be an announcement, I wanted to make sure that y'all knew that this is all fabulous, fabulous news for the USA Preparers family, and I'm talking about students and instructors. It's a wonderful thing. It truly is. Now, here's another piece of this. There are no contracts. I have no contract with Genesis Communications Network. They have none with me. I have none with the instructors. They have none with me. We have none with the students. We have no contracts of any kind with anybody. And the reason for that, and Jeff asked me during this, you know, lengthy interview process we had with each other, he said, the quote was, "Who owns you?" Now, what typically happens with a broadcaster is they're owned by someone, kind of like a fighter, you know, is owned by somebody who invests. Nobody owns USA Preparers, just me. You know, I own me, that's it. And so nobody owns the instructors. Nobody owns, I mean, there is a corporation to protect us should somebody decide that they're going to try to take us down. But there's nothing to get. There's no profit. There's no income. There's just a bunch of faculty members who volunteer. That's it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you'd like to listen to USA Prepares, there's a lot of ways of doing it. And Genesis Communications Network. So you can go to GCNLive, L-I-V-E.com. And you can select USA Prepares. You can listen live. You can download the archives. It's all right there. If you'd like to listen commercial-free, the Ron Gibson channel, he has one on BitChute, and he has one on Odyssey. And just search on Ron Gibson. Ron as in Ronald Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, Ron Gibson channel. And look up USA Prepares. And then, of course, there's the Global Star Radio Network, and Todd Waite has been so kind as to put us on his over-the-air satellite network. And he also has a telephone listen line. And that telephone listen line is 605-615-1815. Now, that line works live for USA Prepares when we are live. So it's not a continual play of USA Prepares all day until, you know, tomorrow when we start over again. It's just the 2 hours of USA Prepares. And then it's the other live feed programs that Global Star Radio Network has. So that's 605-615-1815 between 0900 a.m. Central Time and 1100 a.m. Central Time. And then there's Rick Satellite. You can call him up and pick up a satellite receiver and dish antenna, 816-228-1810, 816-228-1810. That's in Missouri. I have one of his. And let's see. And then, of course, there's the Rents Radio Network. And when I have the rest of the information on how you should listen to Rents Radio, you can type in rentsradio.com, and you will find that we are live between 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central on Jeff Rents' radio network. And I'm just delighted that he has done that. Frank, do you have any questions about what I've said, what this means to
you? Well, no, it's I can't believe it, and it's so great for the U.S. prepares because we are all alternative radio. And for our new students, if they are listening to us today, I'm one of what, five different or six different instructors that Vince has in our program and our classes. So I guess they would come to know Rich Cheven and Kathy, our beautiful domestic engineer, and Bert Bertrand, and so on and so forth, and Kyle, you know. I mean, we have fun. I was a student for many, many, many years, Vince, as you probably know, and it was the class to go to, you know, like, too much in news of drastic things, but it was so nice to come to Vince's classes and learn something and participate and be part of this beautiful thing that Vince created. I remember Vince, one of the first shows we did, I call it a show, and you said, "No, Frank, it's not a show, it's a class." And you know, sometimes something it definitely is. And what happened today is a gentleman that's up north in Canada has an appliance company, and all I want to do is help our students do the best that they can, so in terms of buying and repairing appliances. How many people are going to do that? I don't know, but at least you're educated enough to know what to look for and not what to fuck. And it's been an honor being with you. It hasn't been over a year, but I've just totally look forward to being part of our class on Mondays, and I'm hoping that our new students from Rent's Radio Network will feel the same way, Vince, because yeah. I think you deserve on your hard work that getting this kind of together.
It's not me. It's not me. You know, Frank, I have the most wonderful position in the planet. I get to talk to the most bright people, and I can ask them all the questions that I can dream up. I am fortunate. I am extremely mm-hmm. fortunate. So for me, I'm having fun. I'm having fun 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and it's a great experience. It truly mm-hmm. is. And what has happened, Frank, is you found us and you placed the call, and I liked you so well. We mm-hmm. talked a little bit, and next thing you know, you're on the air with us, and then you know, you're a full-time instructor. And next thing you know, the network, another network, picks us up. So it's the instructor's class. It's mm-hmm. not me. It's not me. It is your faculty that has made this happen. Truly,
well, thank you.
Truly, truly brilliant people, and you know, their heart is in it. They're absolutely, and the way I explained it, Frank, in class, is that when I was a teacher, they wanted to offer me talk about tenure, which means that you've got to commit a crime in order to be fired as a teacher. And I said, no, I don't want that, because I want to work hard and earn my stripes every day. Otherwise, I could become lazy. I don't want that. I don't want to become lazy and do an adequate job. I'm interested in doing the best job that we can. And nobody has a contract. So if any of us does a lousy job, well, we might not be here. Or all of us might not be here. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, and excellent job that you do. I truly appreciate it.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.